So it won't matter hunting season methods. It'll be a severe deer damage permit that allows us to shoot deer as many and however we want.
Now, will that be done by a professional organization?
That'll be done by the county staff. If you remember that...
You don't advertise that?
Sorry?
I make a suggestion, you do not advertise that.
Well, we're
going to... You have all the tree huggers in the world out here shooting a deer out of season.
But I mean, like I said, that's part of our graduated plan is, you know, we're closing up the fence, we're harassing the deer, we're going to round them up as much as we can and get them out through the gates. You know, then the next step is, you know, the ones that didn't take the hint. We'll harvest them, as they say.
There needs to be something because, like I said, there's a number of them out there.
There is.
And anytime you land at night, they're pretty much in the vicinity of the runway. So.
Is there any plan to donate that meat to a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the meat will go to our Sportsmen Against Hunger or whatever the program is.
That would soften the public image, I think.
Mm-hmm. Any more on wildlife? Okay. Wings and Wheels Review. Jim Hickey.
Oh, it seems like it's been months. But basically, Wings and Wheels was a success, and you guys were all involved with that. I guess they were saying 6,000 or 7,000 people. There was this year they added something on Friday night, the canteen show in Skip Jones's hangar, and that was a big success. And they're planning on doing it again next year. The date for next year is October 6th. Mark it on your calendars.
Okay. Any incidents or?
No, everything went real well. There was one incident. There was an airplane taking off at one end and landing on the other end. And that worked out, but. Other than that, everything was good.
We had that one plane. Remember the one plane that lost his brake? What happened? He lost his one brake. His right brake gave out on the runway. He was out there doing donuts. Yeah. He only had his left brake working, so he was just going in circles.
Yep.
And we ended up shutting him down, pushing him off. It wasn't a big deal. It was more entertaining than anything else.
But, I mean, no public fights or...
Nope.
No negative interaction with the public?
No, everybody was happy.
Cars. Do we know how many cars, King?
Is it over 300, I think? You know, we had a big discussion about Wings and Wheels happening on race weekend, and I didn't see any issues with that. There's no reason next year we couldn't do the same thing if it comes up. I don't know if Garrett has any. No, I had anything on that.
I agree with what you said.
Do we have any idea when the race weekend is next year? Have they published that?
I'm not sure they've announced it yet.
I had heard a complaint about logistics being worked out a little better with the picking up and dropping off at the two sites. Mm-hmm. I think maybe they got the bugs worked out by the end of the day, but there's a little bit of confusion from the Christian school where they were dropping off, where they were picking up, where they were going. Apparently there was the Jolly Trolley and something. Were there two different organizations doing the shuttling?
The Boys and Girls Club, I think, was doing some of it.
And somebody off of
The Jolly Trolley and Boys and Girls Club.
Okay. No food poisoning or anything from any of the vendors or nothing like that? So I'd say then it was a good success, if there wasn't any of that. So, any other comments for Wings and Wheels? Anything from the public? John? Somebody just stole your doors off your hangar, but other than that, you're good.
We're putting new doors on.
Okay. Motor fuel tax.